supposed to be if you wave a red flag at a bull, he'll get
mad.
If people are excited, and they shouldn't be excited, and you're trying to stop this, what would you tell them?
Oh, I'd say, oh, you're getting all flustered now, let's calm down.
Mm-hmm. And if you want them to stay that way, you'd say,
yeah, just keep your shirt on. Just hold your horses.
After a day's work in the office, you come home and you're...
I am pooped.
And what would be another word for this, pooped? Is this more tired than tired?
I either come home, or just... pooped, or I'm just dead.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people use the term
shot. You're shot, huh? I think I'm that way most of the time.
Shot.
You know, we find that quite a bit out on a job. When you know somebody will come in and everything, really,
they're shot.
Hard. They came from the wiggle room, and that's the expression that they would use. That they're shocked.
Mm-hmm. I'm pooped.
This means you're very tired.
That means I'm just flat pooped. Now, if I'm real tired, I am just flat pooped.
Mm-hmm.
Flat.
If you use a tool, well, let's say you use a screwdriver, and you've used it until the head is just no longer there, you say, we can't use it anymore because it's...
That's just flat wore out.
I think I'll put this one someplace else. If children are making a lot of noise and you don't want them to, what do you tell them to do?
I tell them, calm down in there. Calm down there.
If you saw a man working out in the hot sun and his shirt was just dripping wet, how would you say he got it wet?
What do you tell me when I come in?
I just tell you, you're all hot and sweaty. Just get out of here.
That's just what she said.
You're just all hot and sweaty now.
And how would he get sweaty? He was all sweaty because he's
been working up a storm, I say. You're really working up a storm.
And when he worked, he...
Well, I have two expressions there. Sometimes I'll say, they're just really sweating up a storm. Or I'm perspiring. And then if it's profusely, then you just sweated up a storm.
Oh, here's another one, those unsavory ones. What do you call that sore that has a hard center? Men sometimes get it on the back of their neck.
Well, that's a carbuncle.
Carbuncle?
Carbuncle.
Anything like a carbuncle, it isn't a carbuncle.
Boil?
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call the fluid in that?
Pus.
And you say, the area around it is all
inflamed.
Inflamed and